This evening's opening prayer is a Native American prayer. It's spoken in the first person. So as I read it, I want you to kind of echo the thoughts that I'm expressing in your own head and heart. So if you'd like to close your eyes, please, and take a few deep breaths. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the sunset. Make my hands respect the things you've made and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise, so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength, not to be greater than my brother or my sister, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready then to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so that when life fades, as the fading sunset does, my spirit may come to you without shame. Let this then be so. So mote it be, for the greater good and to harm none. Amen. Okay, people, take a few breaths and you can open your eyes for a moment. Now, this evening's meditation is a meditation for personal healing, but it's also a meditation that you can use to send healing to anybody that you know who is in need at this moment in time, friends or family members. In the middle of the healing, we'll have a small channeling. And the healing meditation that we're going to do, of course, is in conjunction with the healing angels and involves at one point the chanting of something called a healing rosary, which is a litany of angel names in order to call upon their presence and their power. Before we do tonight's meditation, I'm just going to show you a few lovely angel images to get you in the right mood. So you can draw upon some of these images and visualizations in your meditation in a moment or two. There are some really, really stunning images online, really, really beautiful colors, these lovely soft iridescence colors, which for me, at least, I think are very evocative of the angelic realms and angelic kingdoms. And these angel wings with the chakras in between, I think, are really particularly nice. But this image, of all of the images that I found, really caught my eye. I think it's so beautiful. These wonderful, wonderful colors and this wonderful amorphous, asexual image of this winged being. I think it's just stunning. So if you want to get yourself nice and comfortable, I'm going to find us some lovely music and then we will do tonight's meditation. Tonight's piece of music is one of Andrew's compositions and it's called Gloria. And I think it is one of the pieces of music that you can download for free on my website, if you go to the library page. All the music there that's available to download is license free, which means that we're very, very happy for you to use it in any way, shape or form that you might want to, in your own meditations, in your group's meditations, for your healing work or in your own services. And it's all been composed by Andrew. Okay, let's take a few breaths. Close our eyes. Focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. Breathe in and out a little slower, a little deeper, and begin to relax. Take a moment to release any stress or tension in your neck or shoulders. Give your head a very gentle twist and turn. Make sure that the chair is taking your full weight and that your lower back is nice and supported. Become calm and still. And we're going to begin by summoning our healing angel to help us. So I'd like you to bring your hands folded over the heart chakra, please. Doesn't matter which hand goes where. And I want you to repeat these words. Healing angel, be with me. Now bring your hands into the prayer position in front of your heart and say, healing angel, come to me. And now let the hands fall into a bowl position in front of the heart and say, healing angel, become one with me. Allow the healing angel to draw close and near, merging with your energy and being. Relax your hands, let them sit on your lap in that bowl position. And listen to these words as I speak the healing prayer. Great celestial physician, pour forth thy healing angels, thy heavenly host, allowing all those that are in need to feel the beam of their healing power, the light of their healing touch, taken to where it is needed most at this moment in time. Grant me as thy vessel protection, allowing your power to flow freely through me, ever and always in love, ever and always in accordance with thy will and the will of the souls that seek thy miracle. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Keeping your hands in the bowl position resting on your lap, speak the names of those people that you are wanting the absent healing to be sent to, or say your own name if you're seeking to claim the healing for yourself. Imagine these people held in the well of the palm of your hands, nestled in the bowl that you create. Whisper their names, or speak your own name now, so that the angels might know where to carry the light of the divine to. Imagine now the names that you have offered, representative of the people that you hold in your intent rising from the bowl of your hands up. Like feathers, like embers of luminous light, rising up into the light of the one great sun that is the divine, high, high above your head, the god and goddess of all. See the names, the feathers, the embers, the spirits of those you love and care for, offered to the divine, taken by the great source into its care and love. As this occurs, feel the energy building between the palms of your hands. As healing energy coalesces and forms there, helping to anchor the power of the divine that now also flows through you. The power of angelic healing energy. The power of light and truth and love and care. And as you feel this power build, speak these, the names of the sacred angels after me. Raphael, Asiel, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamiad, Raphael, Asiel, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamiad, Raphael, Asiel, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamiel. Focus on the light that flows from the divine and the angels. Worry not about the conditions suffered or how the healing might be sent or work. Just focus on allowing yourself to be used as the conduit and vessel through which the healing energy flows. Or, if you have summoned the healing energy for yourself, then simply allow this power to flow down into you, permeating and penetrating every cell and molecule, every atom and particle of your body and being. Let the energy flow as the chant of the angels' names continues. Raphael, Asiel, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamiad, Raphael, Asiel, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamiad, Raphael, Asiel, Zachariel, Elohim, Seraphim, Malachim, Hamiel. Now open yourself to the words of the angels as I bring them forward for you to hear. The light of the divine, glorious and infinite, the healing power and love of the great Mother Goddess and the great Father God is yours. It is your inheritance. It is the unconditional gift offered by the Source for all. Claim it. Take it. Share it. Believe in its power and strength, that it might infuse the needy mind and heart, that it might fill the needy body, that it might empower the spirit of those whose light seems to be waning, filling them anew with courage, hope and strength. This light is the light eternal, the dawning light of the first day of the new world. It is the power of creation and rebirth, the miraculous power of alchemy and transmutation. Draw the light into your body and your being. Let it provide you with courage and hope during these dark days. Let it fill you until, like the fountain, you cast the light out into the world so bright and powerfully that there is enough for all to share. Let them bask in the radiance of it that you carry in your presence. As part of the divine, it is your gift and power to carry this luminescence out into the world and make it a less darker place. You only have to trust, to believe, to be open to receive the glorious gift of light, given in bountiful abundance, given so that you might attend your need and the needs of others. Open to receive. Let the light in. Let the light shine through you, out into the world, out into the darkness, illuminating the shadow with hope. Let this then be so, for the greater good of all and to harm none. So mote it be. Amen. Now allow the energy to ebb and flow and cease. Excess ambient power absorbed into your body and being topping up any of your own energy that has been used in the channeling process. Give thanks to the archangels of healing and bid them hail and farewell. Take a few slightly deeper breaths, and with your intent, breathe down energy through your legs and into and through your feet, deep and wide into the earth. Red roots of power like the roots of a tree, anchoring you and connecting you back to this here and now. Breathe energy into the sacral chakra and the solar plexus center to help center yourself in this moment, taking a moment to protect yourself if you feel the need in your usual way. Breathe in, breathe out, and in your own time, slowly and gently, when you are ready, open your eyes and return. Now, just as you're coming back, before we start to move into the messages part of the evening, I just want to go over the angel names that we used in the rosary. Some of the names I'm sure you will absolutely know about and understand why they are included. Raphael is the archangel of healing, the healer of God, the patron of healers, healing, and those seeking healing. Asiel is his deputy. Asiel is the angelic nurse to Raphael's angelic doctor or surgeon, the great angel carer who can be summoned to watch over people who are going through long-term illnesses and who need daily healing and daily protection and care. Zachariel is the angel of faith, and faith is an essential ingredient in healing for either the healer to have or for the client to have, or preferably both. Faith opens the window through which miracles can occur. The Elohim are a choir or collective of angels who preside over the power of time, and they have the ability to suspend time in order to enable also miracles to manifest. The Seraphim are the angels who watch over the binding threads of light that link all living things together through the commonality of their origin, the divine. They're also an angelic collective or an angelic choir. And in absent healing, they help us to connect to those people who are distanced from us in order to convey the healing power of the divine source. The Malachim are the builder angels. They have the ability to reorder physical matter in order to bring healing to the physical body and to the spaces in which people reside. They have the power to anchor healing energy into physical reality. And finally, Hamied is the angel of miracles, who we can pray to in order to miraculously transform a situation that seems to be beyond our control or beyond the logical, natural law of the universe to resolve, whether that be an illness or whether that be a situation which is contributing to mental or emotional distress. Okay, people, I am now going to stop the recording, and in a moment or two, we'll get on to the messages, but I am going to read you out some notices first and foremost. So let me stop the recording.